Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be looking at Gorby's songbook.
Okay.
It's a collection of over 195 songs.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating about this songbook is it's not your typical collection of love songs or pop hits or anything like that.
Right.
This one seems to weave together some pretty unexpected themes.
Oh, like what?
Well, we're talking the fourth way,
Okay.
gambling.
Interesting.
And believe it or not, even some video game inspiration from Team Fortress 2.
Huh, that's a pretty wild combination.
Yeah, no, I'm already curious, and I'm sure you are too. So
Yeah.
let's just dive right in.
All right, sounds good.
So let's start with the fourth way.
Okay.
I know it's a system for self-development and spiritual growth, but for those of us who might need a refresher, could you give us a quick overview?
Absolutely. So the fourth way emphasizes self-observation,
Right.
understanding our habitual patterns and limitations, and ultimately striving for a higher state of consciousness.
Okay, so it's about going beyond the surface level of our everyday lives
Yeah.
and really kind of examining what makes us tick.
Exactly.
Now, where do we see this reflected in the songbook?
Well, several songs utilize metaphors to illustrate the fourth way's focus on personal transformation.
Okay.
Take The Alchemist said, for example, turning lead into gold isn't just about literal alchemy.
Right.
It's a powerful symbol for the fourth way's idea of transforming our lower instinctive nature into something more refined and conscious.
So it's like taking the raw materials of our personality and through self-work, turning them into something more valuable.
Precisely.
I like that.
And this theme of transformation pops up in other songs too. Hang Up Your Boots, Do Ego is a pretty direct call to let go of that ego-driven self that often holds us back from real growth.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how these songs are more than just catchy tunes.
Yeah.
They seem to be packed with deeper meaning. What about Diddle Around Her Soiree? That title alone sounds intriguing.
This one touches on that search for meaning and purpose beyond the mundane. A central theme in fourth way philosophy.
Okay.
The song encourages us to look beyond the surface level of our lives and question our assumptions about reality.
So it's pushing us to ask those big existential questions, to not just accept things at face value, but to dig deeper and find our own unique path.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that while the fourth way encourages this internal exploration, the gambling metaphors in the songbook shift our attention outward to how we navigate the external world and the choices we make.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah.
So we're going from inner transformation to the risks and uncertainties of the outer world. That's like the songbook is presenting two sides of the same coin.
You could say that. And Gambler Song seems to really drive this point home.
How so?
Well, the idea that the house always wins isn't just about gambling, is it?
Right.
It feels like a commentary on the challenges and illusions we face in the material world. It's like a reminder that there are forces at play that are bigger than us, and we can't always control the outcome.
That's a pretty sobering thought. But I can see how it ties into the fourth way's emphasis on self-awareness and accepting what we can't control.
Right. And then we have Green Felt Below Me, which uses that visceral imagery of the casino, the excitement, the risk, to mirror the ups and downs of life.
That's a great point. Instead of just telling us about risk and chance, the song puts us right there at the table, feeling the tension and uncertainty. Makes you wonder what bets are we making in our own lives, right?
Exactly. It challenges us to examine our own choices, the risks we take, and the areas where we might be playing it too safe.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
Yeah.
It's like the songwriter is using these different themes, the fourth way gambling, and we haven't even gotten to Team Fortress 2 yet
Right.
to show us different facets of the human experience, both internal and external.
That's a perceptive observation. It's as if the songbook is urging us to explore these different dimensions of ourselves and the world around us.
This is already making me think about the songbook in a whole new light. So before we go any further, what about you listening in? Are you seeing these connections too? What's standing out to you so far? We'll be back in a moment to delve deeper into the next layer of this intriguing puzzle, the world of Team Fortress 2.
Welcome back. It's fascinating how this songbook uses different angles to explore personal growth. We've talked about the internal work of the fourth way and the external challenges reflected in these gambling metaphors.
Right.
Now let's look closer at how some songs dive into specific fourth way concepts.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity. What kind of concepts are we talking about?
Well, one core idea in the fourth way is this concept of chief feature. It's like that dominant aspect of your personality, you know, the pattern of behavior that you always fall back on,
right?
Even when it doesn't serve you.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of it as your biggest strength, but also your potential downfall.
Oh, I think I get it. It's that voice in your head that keeps making the same mistakes, even when you know better.
Exactly. And chief feature is the one seems to address this head on. It highlights how relentless our chief feature can be. You know, it works tirelessly, even when we try to overcome it.
There's a line in the song that really stuck with me. It works on nights and Sundays and every holiday. Oh, please, great God Almighty, won't you make it go away?
Yeah.
It's almost a humorous plea for help in dealing with this persistent part of ourselves.
The humor is key. It underscores the struggle we all face in trying to change these deeply ingrained patterns, you know? The fourth way suggests that with self-awareness and conscious effort, we can shift these patterns and move towards greater freedom. But it acknowledges that it's not easy.
So it's not about erasing our chief feature entirely,
right,
but rather becoming aware of it and learning to manage it.
That's a great way to put it. It's about understanding how our chief feature both helps and hinders us, and finding ways to utilize its strengths while mitigating its weaknesses.
I see. Another song that stood out to me was Down in Meadow Vista. It has this longing for a simpler time, you know, a place without worries. How does that connect to the fourth way?
What's interesting here is how the song connects to the idea of self-remembering,
okay,
which is a key practice in the fourth way. It's about becoming more present and conscious in each moment,
right,
rather than being swept away by thoughts and emotions.
I can see that. The lyrics, just perform impartially what you wouldn't do at all, seem to suggest acting from a place of intention rather than just reacting habitually.
Exactly. It's about making conscious choices rather than being driven by unconscious patterns. And there's that brilliant line, everybody's looking for the answer that'll make everything all right. That's like dropping your keys in the yard where it's dark and looking for them where it's light.
Yeah, it's such a vivid analogy.
It is.
What does that line say to you?
To me, it suggests that the answers we seek are often found within, not in external circumstances or quick fixes.
Mm.
It's about turning our attention inward, even to the dark or uncomfortable parts of ourselves, to find true understanding.
It's like the songbook is subtly guiding us through these fourth way principles, using stories and metaphors to make them more relatable.
Precisely. And that's what makes this exploration so engaging. It's not just presenting information. It's inviting you to participate, to ponder these ideas, and connect the dots in a way that resonates with you.
Speaking of connecting the dots,
yeah,
one song I'm still puzzled by is The Thief and the Holy Man.
Okay.
It feels like a parable.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how it fits with the other themes.
This is where things get even more intriguing. The song tells the story of a thief who steals from a holy man but finds himself drawn back by a burning fire.
Okay.
And this fire, in my opinion, represents a deeper yearning within the thief.
I see. So the thief represents that part of us that's driven by desire and instant gratification,
mm-hmm,
while the holy man symbolizes a higher potential within us.
Exactly. The song suggests that even those who stray from a conscious path are ultimately drawn back to the search for meaning and truth. It's a message of hope, reminding us that we all have the capacity for transformation, regardless of our past actions.
It's a beautiful message. It makes me think about the times I've felt lost or off track,
mm-hmm,
but always finding my way back to the path, even if it takes a while.
Yes. And it speaks to the transformative power of the fourth way, the idea that self-work and conscious effort can lead to profound change, even if it's a gradual process. Now, there's another layer to the songbook that we haven't touched upon yet.
Okay.
One that adds a whole other dimension to this exploration.
Ooh, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
Well, the Angel set of songs introduces a more mystical element to the songbook.
Okay.
Shifting the focus from personal struggles to a more cosmic or spiritual realm.
That's quite a shift.
Yeah.
What are these angel songs all about?
They explore the idea of our connection to something larger than ourselves. Songs like Blessed is He Who Has a Soul and He's Only a Fallen Angel delves into the complexities of spiritual awakening and the challenges that come with it.
Blessed is He Who Has a Soul is particularly striking.
Yes.
I remember that line, Blessed is He Who Has a Soul. Blessed is He Who Has None. But he in whom a soul is growing, his troubles are just begun. It almost sounds paradoxical.
That paradox is intentional. It highlights the fact that spiritual awakening isn't always a smooth or blissful journey.
Yeah.
There can be a lot of inner turmoil and a sense of being caught between worlds.
It makes me think about those times when I've felt a deep longing for something more, but also a sense of unease or discomfort as I've started to question my old beliefs and ways of being.
Exactly. And When the Angel Opened the Door seems to touch on this as well. It describes a journey beyond time and space, guided by an angel.
It evokes a sense of venturing into the unknown, beyond the confines of our everyday reality. But what are we to make of these angel metaphors? Are they meant to be taken literally, or is there a deeper symbolic meaning?
That's a great question. I think it's up to each listener to grapple with that. Perhaps the angels represent higher aspects of ourselves, guiding us towards greater awareness. Or maybe they symbolize unseen forces at work in the universe, shaping our lives in ways we don't fully understand.
It definitely adds an air of mystery to the songbook.
It does. And it speaks to the richness of this exploration. There are layers upon layers of meaning to unravel, connections to be made, and insights to be gleaned. It's a journey of discovery, and each listener will find their own path through it.
I love that. Speaking of different paths, we've explored fourth way ideas, gambling metaphors, and now these angelic themes. I'm ready for the next adventure.
Okay.
But before we move on, what about you listening in?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on these angel songs? Do
Yeah.
they resonate with you? Let us know. We'll be back in a moment to tackle the final piece of this puzzle, the unexpected inclusion of Team Fortress 2 in this eclectic songbook. Okay, so we're back, and it's time to tackle the elephant in the room, or maybe we should say the heavy in the songbook, those Team Fortress 2 inspired songs. I gotta be honest, even after exploring, the fourth way and the gambling themes, I'm still scratching my head a bit about how this video game fits into the mix.
It is quite a surprising combination,
Yeah.
but maybe that's the point, to challenge our assumptions about what belongs together, to push us to see the world through a different lens.
I like that. It's like the songbook is saying, hey, don't box yourself, and life is full of unexpected connections, so keep an open mind.
Exactly.
But for those of us who might not be familiar with Team Fortress 2,
Right.
could you give us a quick rundown of what the game is all about?
Of course. So Team Fortress 2 is a team-based shooter game. Imagine a world with these colorful, over-the-top characters,
Okay.
each with their own unique abilities and weapons,
Okay.
battling it out in a variety of game modes.
Okay. Starting to get the picture. So how does a game like that translate into a song?
Well, the songbook takes these familiar tunes like Christmas carols or classic hymns and gives them a Team Fortress 2 twist. For example, Decorate the Base is a playful spin on Deck the Halls. But instead of Boughs of Holly, we've got, well, let's just say the lyrics reflect the game's more chaotic side.
I bet. It's probably not something you'd want to sing around the dinner table with your grandma.
Probably not.
But I could see how it would be a fun way for fans of the game to kind of celebrate its unique world.
Right.
What are some other examples?
The Harried Engies build, set to the tune of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, is another great example. It's basically an anthem for the engineer class in the game,
Okay.
who's known for building and defending structures.
Okay, I can see the humor in that. It's like
Yeah.
the songwriter's taking these classic tunes and injecting them with the energy and personality of the game. But is there something more to it than just a bit of fun?
Right.
Is there a reason these songs are included alongside the more philosophical material?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's a single easy answer. But if we look at it through the lens of the fourth way, perhaps there's a parallel to be drawn between the strategic thinking required in both gaming and personal growth.
I see what you mean. Just like in the fourth way, where we're encouraged to observe ourselves and make conscious choices,
Right.
players in Team Fortress 2 need to be aware of their surroundings,
Yes.
their teammates, and their opponents to succeed. It's
Exactly.
not just about running around and shooting randomly.
There's a level of awareness and intentionality required in both. Maybe that's part of what the songwriter is trying to highlight, that even in seemingly frivolous activities like gaming, there are opportunities for growth and self-discovery.
So it's not just about dismissing games as mindless entertainment. There's a deeper layer there if we're willing to look for it.
I think so.
Maybe it's also a reminder that even when we're engaging with something lighthearted, we can still be learning and growing.
I think that's a beautiful takeaway, and maybe it goes even further than that. Maybe it's also a reminder to not take ourselves too seriously. Life is a complex game, and sometimes we need to step back, let loose, and have some fun.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
These Team Fortress 2 songs definitely inject a dose of humor and lightheartedness into the songbook.
For sure.
It's like a reminder that joy and play are important too,
Yeah.
you know, not just the serious stuff.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to the bigger picture. You know, this songbook, with its blend of fourth way philosophy and these gambling metaphors and these video game inspired tunes,
Yeah.
it's a reminder that life is full of contradictions and unexpected connections. It encourages us to embrace those contradictions, to find the humor and the profound and the depth in the seemingly superficial.
It's like the songwriter is saying, hey, life is a messy, beautiful, unpredictable journey. So pay attention, ask questions, and don't be afraid to have some fun along the way.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. What do you think?
I completely agree. So for you listening in, we encourage you to continue your own deep dive into Gorby Songbook. Explore the lyrics, ponder the connections, and see what resonates with you. You might be surprised by what you discover.
And remember, as you explore, approach it with an open mind and a sense of curiosity. There's no right or wrong way to interpret this unique collection. Let the music guide you on your own personal journey of discovery.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.